Psychedelic garage freak beat and progressive rock 1965 to today. Listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt Thursday evenings 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Guys! 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 No!
That's right. It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, atop of the beautiful Student Union building on the campus of the University of British Columbia. And yes, welcome back to all the kids that are running around like chickens without heads, with their heads buried in maps and stuff and asking directions everywhere and, you know, generally making the atmosphere nice and chaotic. So, welcome to the show. We've got lots of ground to cover here, so we'll get right into it. Stay tuned. We're going to dig through the psychedelic vaults a little bit later. We've got some stuff coming up. We've got a whole bunch of new stuff for you. We're going to start off, though, with I thought that Robert Robot was going to be in today. Too bad he wasn't. He's probably got called on duty or whatever, and I was going to bring this in for him and start the show off in kind of an electronic vein, if you will. This is Neil Young.
We'll be right back.
two sides of the same song there. That, of course, is originally done by Neil Young. Computer Age. My goodness. Sorry about that. Computer Age. That one there off of Trance. Possibly his most controversial album, his electronic foray into sound. Released in the early 80s. And the album cover is a great representation of what the album is. It's got two sides of Neil Young. One is him in his regular garb picking up a Cadillac, and then the other one is this future cybernetic world where he crosses over into the digital revolution. And Sonic Youth's version there, originally released on The Bridge, a tribute to Neil Young, one of the first kind of tribute albums that came out in the late 80s, and then it just spawned off a whole generation of soundalikes. That comes to us, though, from the Daydream Nation reissue deluxe set, 4-record box set, 2-CD set. Of course, remastering Sonic Youth's classic album, Daydream Nation, with a whole bunch of goodies on it, including that track right there. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here at the helm. We're going to get into some new stuff here. We have something brand new by The Liars. Now, people are talking about this album left, right, and center because yet again, they've thrown another curveball at us. And no, it is not in the same weird conceptual way from their previous albums. If you do know their previous releases, Drums Not Dead being one of them, a very, very weird conceptual album. Before that, there was They Threw Us All in a Trench, and then there was also We Were Wrong, So We Drowned. Three very, very interesting albums, none of which sound similar to one another. Well, this one is no exception. However, it surprises listeners in its almost conventionalism in the way that it sounds. And we're going to hear something brand new off of the new Liars album. And then you're going to hear a couple of tracks that it reminds me of. So, without any more further ado, this is Freak Out by The Liars on A Noise.
Yeah.
My Bloody Valentine off the now classic Loveless album. And for all you MVV fans, listen up. It's just been escaped out on the internets that they are, in fact, reuniting for the Coachella Music Festival next spring. So if you like waiting in line with a throng of people and waiting outside and looking at shows when it's 200 degrees outside, My Bloody Valentine are going to be adding to your irritatement there. So yes, My Bloody Valentine reuniting, first time in 13 years, I believe, playing live at the Coachella Music Festival. Before that, Jesus and Mary Chain off of Psycho Candy, of course, Never Understand. And the reason why we spun that is because I was listening to this album this morning, The Liar's new one, self-titled, and I could not help but hear the comparison there. Very, very kind of shoegazy yet noisy kind of sound on a lot of this, a lot of the tracks on this record. The new Liar's out now on Mute Records. Anyways, moving on here. One of my favorite local artists is playing live. I'm talking about Ms. Wendy Atkinson. She'll be playing part of the New Forms Festival Friday, September 14th at the Open Studios, which is on East 1st Avenue, 252 East 1st Avenue. Her new one, Pink Noise, was released this year. Definitely probably going to make my top 10 of the year, actually. Distributed out by K Records. We'll hear something by Wendy Atkinson here. This is a great little track called The Dockyard.
Thank you.
Wendy Atkinson playing live next Friday, September 14th at Open Studios, part of the New Forms Festival. And the New Forms Festival is always a unique annual event here in Vancouver where you can pretty much blindly go to any of the shows that they're throwing and you'll see something that'll probably make you go, And it's usually pretty fascinating. You can just check them out. Just Google New Forms Festival Vancouver and there'll be a whole whack load of information for you. It's 12:01 in the p.m. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is a noise. My name's Luke. If you want to hear anything, give me a shout here at 822-2487. More music coming up right now. These guys are going to be in town September 15th at the Commodore Ballroom. Make sure you get your tickets because I'm sure they're going to go fast. And of course, I'm talking about this is something brand new by the Animal Collective.
Bonefish. Bubbles explode.
on the fish rap surface. We'll have for me waiting for myself to get calm. I'm like a pelican, a red tide on course. I'm not a fisherman. A blowout does not mean I will have a good night. And then a session with the past. Just a few things are related to the from hearing God. I mean, the taste of your cooking can make me bow on the ground. It was the clouds that called the mountains. It was the mountains that made the kids scream. Well, she wore all her hearts, but she never was found. You think I call her back from New York to be an artist, but are you anything? Find out that you can't ask your baby to cry. An obsession with the past. It's like the moonlight. And just a few things are related to the moonlight. When we didn't believe in magic and there's not the words that you should follow. It's your
Constantinople, here I come, Constantinople, here I come.
A new trio there from Montreal by the name of Torngat, you heard. The new album is called You Could Be and is available now on Alienate Recordings. Alienate, fantastic label out of said city, Montreal. Check them out at Alienate, that's the number 8, recordings.com for more information. What else did you hear in that set? Well, we had some Eric Copeland, who is ex-member of Black Dice and happens to be opening for the Animal Collective. Eric Copeland's newest one is Hermaphrodite, and you heard the track Oreo there. And yes, you did hear the new Animal Collective. Peace Bone is the single, and the new album is out now, getting high, high praise. And like I said, Animal Collective going to be here on the 15th of this month at the Commodore Ballroom. And also in that set, the song Peace Bone by Animal Collective just really, really reminded me, and I just felt like playing it. It sounded like The Residents, so I grabbed some Residents off of the Duckstab album with Constantinople. Own that record if you like anything remotely weird. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This request coming up is was brought to me online. And by the way, you're more than happy to visit me on MySpace. And that's just myspace.com/LukeMeat. Or you can drop me a request line at LukeMeat@Hotmail.com. Either way, we're going to fulfill this one. This is a noisy one, so get the earplugs ready. This is Nurse with Wound with White House on CITR.
definition for the word syndic. Syndic. Noun. Informal. Definition 1. An elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. Definition 2. CITR's annual Battle of the Bands.
It's that time of year again. Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Come on down every Tuesday to hear Vancouver's best unsigned bands duke it out every week. Past contestants have included The Saltines, Clover Honey, Dandy Wind, They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Victoria Victoria, and 3 Inches of Blood. Shindig promises killer prizes for the winners, entertainment for the viewers, and, as always, the dreaded jokes for beer.
Dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a flamity blue?
Say, what if, We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this. All right,
Shindig kicks off on September 11th and continues for the following 8 Tuesdays at the Railway Club, located at 579 Dunsmuir Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9:30. Shindig is brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
6 more days until Shindig. Yes, indeedy. CITR's annual Battle of the Bands goes on for 9 weeks every Tuesday at the Railway Club, and it's always fun. And so come on down. It's super cheap, and you get to see, well, the next big thing, if you will. Let's talk about what you heard in the last set there. By request, you had some White House with some Nurse with Wounds off of the now legendary 150 Murderous Passions album. And kind of a shame because White House and Nurse with Wounds never made up over. There was some legal disputes about who owned the rights to the record and stuff like that, and Derek Bennett and Steve Stapleton still haven't spoken to this day about it. It's too bad. That was side two, a little portion there. And then we mix it in with something brand new by Seattle's Kinski. Their newest one, Down Below It's Chaos, on Sub Pop Records, is available now, and that was a nice little tune called Boy Was I Mad. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we've got some uninterrupted jams for you. I haven't figured out what it is, but I'll tell you. 2 o'clock is Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Agogo with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. Who is on vacation, but you will hear music that is in Frank Rumbletone's set. And today at 4 o'clock, starting at 4 o'clock, is CITR's annual open house, where 3 DJs, namely myself, Mr. Bryce Dunn, and Scott T. Stewart, will be taking over the airwaves. And we've got a plethora of kids coming in, getting toured around the station and stuff like that. We'll have them on for the air for about 2 minutes, a little quick little chat with them, kind of showing them what CITR is all about. We do this every year for first week, and it's always fun. And stay tuned. It'll just be really, really, really good music for a solid 3 hours beginning at 4 o'clock. And if you want to hear anything, the request lines will always be open at 822-2487. We're going to keep stuff in kind of an obscure, kind of krautrocky kind of vein. This is a little bit of a rare one I picked up in Portland last month. This is Necronomicon with In Memoriam.
Uns geht es besser, uns geht es besser als den anderen. 84% der Erdbevölkerung. Der Bevölkerung verbrauchen 80% der Konsumgüter. We'll be right back. 20% der Konsumgüter werden. In Amerika veräußert
erleiden 16% Hunger. 35% sind unzureichend ernährt. 33% haben ihr Existenzminimum. 16% sind wohlhabend, sind reich. Ihnen geht es besser als den anderen. 84% der Erdbevölkerung.
Pretty exotic set of tunes you heard there. Really, really cool stuff from all over the globe. We started there off with Necronomicon, a very, 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 very obscure German band from 1972. And all the liner notes are in German, so I have nothing to tell you about these guys other than the fact that their album that I'm holding in my hand, Tipps zum Selbstmord, is one of the more weirder kind of krautrock blues albums I've ever heard, and it features Fistus Dickman on the synthesizer there. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. After that, you heard some of Sweden's finest all the way back to 1968, International Harvester, who kind of grew out from the ashes of a band called Parsons Sound, which I would recommend you check that out. But International Harvester went on to become a band simply titled Harvester, and then they changed their names to Tradgrass Ochstener. All Swedish stuff. Pretty, pretty amazing stuff there. That was off their only album, Sovgoth Rosemarie, which you can pick up at finer record stores, namely, you know, the good ones. And that was There Is No Other Place. And then after that, we had something pretty intense by Food Brain off of these great series of compilations called Love, Peace, and Poetry. There's quite a few of them out there. They're pretty easy to find. They're out on Normal Records out of Germany, always featuring a super hot blonde lady on the cover, photographed by Bunny Yeager. So if there's any Betty Page fans out there, Bunny Yeager was Betty Page's photographer. And these are kind of done in the same way, not as S&M-y bondage kind of thing. It's just like kind of a super cute girl in fairly innocently provocative poses. But yeah, Love, Peace, and Poetry. This is Japanese psychedelic music. You heard Food Brain there with Liver Juice Vending Machine. So there you go. Yeah, coming up, I queued up this one for us. Haven't played Acid Mother's Temple in a while. Someone pointed out to me. And for that, I apologize. So here, live from the Devil's Triangle, one of my favorites, and they play this all the time. If you've seen him live, you'll know this tune. Pink Lady Lemonade, Acid Mother's Temple on a Noise. Acid, Mother's Temple, live at the Devil's Triangle there. Pink Lady Lemonade, I Want to Drink You There Now classic. They play it every time I've seen them, and I think they've played it every single show that they've ever done, actually. So there you go. Well, that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. And we end you with, like we do every week, with the weekly Better Know a Nurse list. And, of course, I'm talking about the Nurse with Wound list. I think we're now on maybe episode 26 or 27 where I've been doing this now. Steve Stapleton, off of his very first Nurse with Wound album, listed 300 of his favorite bands on the back of the first Nurse with Wound album. And a lot of them have eluded and mystified record collectors and record snobs alike. And over the last 27 years, people have scrounged to try and find them. What I'm trying to do for you is try to find every single artist and play at least one song by them. Today is no exception. Yet another record I picked up in the wonderful city of Portland, Oregon. It's a little band called Arzachel, better known as Egg. If there's any prog rock heads out there, you might remember Egg, the kind of orchestral prog rock band. They put out their first record under the name Egg and then did this a completely different album, which they submitted to Duram Records. And Duram just went, no, this is not what we signed you on for. And so they had to release it under a moniker with pseudonyms for all the band members and everything like that. This is Arzachel. Hope you enjoy it. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,